Welcome to the Dreamscape. So, last night I attempted to incubate a password into my dream, and it was not successful. Upon awakening, I had a sentence, but it landed on something that had four letters. And the password was four. So I woke up immediately because I was like, that's something that could be password worthy. And I put it in and it failed. The issue is I have no way of recalling any information. So like, let's say it happens midway into the dream. I need to remember that all the way through at the end and try it. So also upon waking, my dream recollection isn't that good. Meaning, when I first wake, I don't write anything down. Now, when I'm at this moment, I'm going over and grabbing my dream journal, and I'm placing it beside my bed with a handy pen. So the moment I wake up, that's gonna be the first thing I grab, so that I can actually go and do that, because I had a dream in that night that I do remember, and I had a few other ones that were interesting, and it felt like they really kind of all connected, but I know that I'm missing certain spaces, like they just are out of my reach. One place was, here's the part. So, I came out of a subway tunnel. It was somewhat like the sewage area. And it had something to do with an elevator. There was an elevator there. And when I left the subway tunnel, there was a stairwell. And I started to go down the stairwell. And then I noticed Gary V was there. And he saw me and he was like, hey, I can like meet up with you now, or I can have you on now for this, or like we can schedule something, right? And I was like, oh, that's yes, 100% yes, because I'm very interested in having a conversation with Gary V. If it's an if it comes up, I'm taking it, right? I don't really even know what about, but probably about the things that I'm up to. He's probably gonna say that I'm like young, I got a lot of time, which is true. But I'd like to figure out any like things that are wrong with what I'm doing. I think having a conversation with him would be very impactful and it would figure a direction for me. So I think that'd be awesome. But I see him and he says, hey, come to meet me. And then I start to head down the stairs. And then when I get down to the bottom of the stairs, to the right of me is a store that has candy in it. And to the left is to continue down the stairs to get to the place with Gary V. And he just said, we can set up our thing now. And I thought, you know what? I can go do that. So I turned to the right, and I went and I got Fuzzy Peaches, the candy that I love. And I was like, I'll quickly get this, and then I'll continue down. So I go into the store. It was so quick to get the Fuzzy Peaches, so quick. And I continue to head down the stairs. And then I'm at the top of the stairs again, where he went down to another level at that moment. And I stopped and said, hey, wait. He's like, maybe we can arrange it for another day. And I'm like, no, I can do it now. And I kind of push in. There's a big push there. And I head down the stairs, and he kind of like, doesn't girl go with it? And then I make my way, I really like force my way into the next engagement. And then I get right up next to Gary V, and he's with other people, but I didn't see the people. Like, I was just expecting, like, I expected everything to come to me, you know? And I expected, like, I expected everybody to know what I was about. And then, we got there. And then this is where it gets very complicated. So in this point, he's like, oh, I think he expressed the idea, or through like invisible language, it's expressed. To the degree, oh, it's also like the thing that wanted to be told was the thing that I went to go, but it also didn't need to be told because it was known. So when you like, oh my gosh. How do you deal with that? Okay. So, the thing that was trying to make itself known was I went for an instant gratification thing. I deviated right, went instant gratification as opposed to doing something more complex, more human to human, more grapple, more dirt, more like more real, more stable, more empathy, more like all the traits. That moment was completely deviation from true positive like alignment. That, right? But it's strange because to some people who would see it, and even past versions of myself, they could argue tooth and nail on it's just right. But if you want to think in longer terms, it's not just. It matters. So, I went right, got the candy, then came back, went down, he attempted to rebook. I pushed from there. Okay? So now, double error. I repeat error, right? So now, double fault. Okay? And I don't even know if he said, I got a thing, or if he pushed off. So it could have been a third fault. But I remember at a point, I was surrounded by people who seemed to be like empathetic. Like they were. He was there, and it was like there was some like people. And I, it was here. This is a tough thing to get through. 'Cause I had the floor for speech, right?
the attention went to me because, but I needed to, it's like I needed to say how I was wrong in some ways. But it's just, it's a question of where does my mind go? What do I say? Oh, wow. So it's like there's like a self-obsession that becomes an issue in this case, right? Because I don't even know what they were talking about, but I realized I interrupted something. And then when they try to just attend to whatever I'm doing, I can't say it to a degree. Like I can't, because I've already made so many mistakes getting to where I am. I don't have like the grounds to because what I'm wanting is just an ask, right? So I can't do that. Which makes it slow. Which makes it worse. And then there was a point where it just, like, I felt a very complex feeling. Like, there are people around me were feeling, I perceived, a mixture of, like, empathy and just, like, a weird, like, truth understanding. Like, it's like people, like, it's like most of the time when I'm around people, I want them to just not see the lines. You know what I mean? That's the thing. So when I'm with these people who like are actually looking at me, it's like I just didn't know what to do with it, right? Because I didn't like, yeah, that would do it. Okay. So, it's like I don't have anything to I'm not like a show at that point, right? I'm not like performing. I don't know if it's that, 'cause it was different. Like it was, okay. I couldn't get past my own mistakes to be able to say something that would transcend my mistakes and my error. Like, I couldn't get over my small inadequacies to be able to transcend them above them. And it. I don't know what to. 'Cause I didn't end up saying anything, but then I when I looked around at people, I just wanted them all to go away, you know? 'Cause they, it's like they were seeing a part of me that I didn't want to exist. It's like they were like, oh my gosh. Like it was weird to feel that like Because like, it was as if I hated somebody who was like really good. If I it's like and I hated them because they were good. That was a. Is that spite? Was that spite? Wow. So it's as if I hated them because they didn't make my mistakes. Wow. And I can only do that once I realize my mistakes. And I didn't want them to feel bad for me. And it's like I disliked them because I could see them feeling bad for me. So. I'm trying to think now of a remedy. Okay. So, there's a few things, though, that were not correct about this information that actually would actually change something, because I wasn't expecting to see Gary Vee, right? And then he said to me that he wanted to set something up, right? So that would imply that he already knew me to some degree. So, what did I have built out in my mind of an expectation of him knowing me? Because how much of myself do I expect others to know? How much is beneficial? How much is necessary? How much is expected? How much should be? Versus what is. And it's different with most people. It's obviously different with most people, but. Is it best to assume nothing? You'll always be pleasantly surprised. Keeps the ego down, and then you remain humble. The assumption that others, that you're in the mind of others. Okay. Oh, wow. Whoa, 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 what? That's interesting. Okay. Well. Well, I will. I'll take that into a dream. I'll ask the question,
question should I ask it? Because I kind of already answered that question, but I feel like some of it's unanswered or ill-formed. How do I exist in the minds of others? I feel like I'll get to because how is a strange way of putting it, but I kind of want to talk in like the language of the dream, right? Because I don't think asking, like, how much should I try to get myself, like, it's just understanding how is, it feels like the thing to do. Or what of me exists in the minds of others? That might be a better question. That's a better question. Wow. Okay, that's the question I'm going to go with. What of me exists in the minds of others? I'll see you next time on the Dreamscape. Wait, no. Hold on. I'll see you next time in the Dreamscape.